Are you feeling stuck about which CRM to choose for your business? You're not alone. Every day I hear from business owners who say, I've watched hours of tutorials, compared a dozen features, and I still don't know which one is right for me. And the truth is, it's not about the software. It's about clarity. Without it, you'll waste hours chasing the wrong tools and still feel like you're building your business on sand. Hey, Freedom Seekers, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Lindsay Sutherland, your business system strategist. I help service-based business owners turn their daily chaos into streamlined systems so they can scale without burnout, finally work less, and actually live the freedom they started their business for. Welcome to episode 191, How to Choose the Right CRM Without the Overwhelm. And today, I'm giving you a simple system to help you do your research and find a CRM or a tech solution that's right for you. Step one is to make a list. Listen, I know you don't go to the grocery store without making a list. Unless, of course, you're my husband who refuses to make a list and then inevitably goes for toilet paper and texts me an hour later, hey, while you're in town, can you get toilet paper? Because I forgot. I think he does it every time. I don't know. It's like a habit. Here's some common mistakes I see people making when they're shopping for tech solutions, and I'm also going to share with you a story of something that happened to me and exactly why, what not to do. So to start with, many times people are shopping because they hear of a friend or somebody in their circle gives a recommendation for something and they check it out. And of course, they check it out with due diligence, obviously, but they're already predispositioned for that particular solution because it was weighted by somebody else's recommendation. I am guilty of this. Back when I very first got started, my podcast coach recommended GetResponse. And I built my entire system around that and ultimately hated it. Their customer service was horrible. Now, granted, I can't speak ill of them now because this was a few years ago and I'm sure they've evolved and they're not the same as they were. So if that's on your list, just apply the protocol I'm giving you. But my point is to say what happened was as I took her word for it, I was like, well, she built this business and it works great. And I'm just going to do everything she says. And I drank the Kool-Aid and I built it and I should have done some more research. Another thing, another mistake I see is people building it because of price. Price is an important piece, don't get me wrong, but it shouldn't be the final decision-making perspective. And I'll tell you why. Because when you shop for price, you end up spending so much time patchwork quilting it together with other softwares to fill the gaps that it ends up costing you more in time and energy. And later, when you finally do get the system you want, you have to invest all that time over rebuilding it, upload all the things that you've been storing on spreadsheets and Google Docs, and it's just a headache. Trust me, if you can find a software that's within your price range and meets the criteria of what you need in your business, then my friends, you're golden, and that's what you need to focus on. And the last thing you want is to invest your time and energy into building a software just to then find out that it doesn't quite do everything you want. Guess what happens? You end up getting by. And what does that mean? That means you're not really reaching for the full potential of what you're intending it to do for you and with you, right? Like, because this is a partnership, you have to use the software in order for it to be effective. So in order to get the most out of it, you want to make sure that the software you're choosing meets the technical needs of your business, but also the user requirements. Okay, I feel like I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. One of the things that I would like you to do is assess your business for bottlenecks. And if this is a little bit challenging for you, I encourage you to text the word systems to 55444. Systems to 55444, and you will get my free bottleneck assessment. It's a PDF document. It walks you through 6 key systems in your business. And wherever that shows where you have bottlenecks in your business is a place where you want to leverage some technology to help you. So for example, if getting bids out on a timely manner is a problem for you, then consider a software that includes either a bidding software or a software that includes an estimating tool that converts into an invoice just to streamline that whole process. My point is, you don't know what you need to fix until you analyze and find the holes that are broken. And that's where the bottleneck assessment comes in. And also that can help you build your list of things that are important to you. So start with that option. In fact, this can be the most challenging part of the whole process, because often as business owners, we are very close to our business and we're thinking a lot more about our experience in many cases than from our customer's experience, only because, as we know, we want to offer an exceptional service. And in order to do that, sometimes we need a bulk of information in the beginning to get started with. The caveat, though, is that when we ask our users and our clients or prospects to have to sit through giving us all of that information, be it in a form or whatever case may be, multiple steps to booking, etc., then what we've done is we've raised the level of entry. So we've reduced their willingness to work with us. And if there's somebody else in your space that they can go to who doesn't have that level of hoop jumping, then very likely you're going to be losing those customers. So my suggestion here is to reach out to a friend of yours who is not very familiar with your business, but is familiar with you, and ask them honestly to go through your business onboarding process, to seek you out, choose to do business with you on your website, work through the onboarding process, and see what they say are bottlenecks that would have deterred them from doing business with you. Anything that you can do to streamline that process in your new tech solution would be a huge benefit. So to really get an insight into your user experience and your user friendliness, shall we say, invite a close friend, somebody who's new to your business but not new to you, to go through your current onboarding process. Ask them what felt annoying, overkill. How could you make things simpler or more user-friendly? Where were the points where they might have had questions but there was no answer, like they weren't sure or clear on how to fill something out? That's always very helpful, because that way when you do look for software, it could be a software issue. It could also just be how you built it. So my point is to say you want to make sure that your new software is user-friendly for your clients, and you want it to be user-friendly for you. You don't want to have to take the time to heavy code it. So if you're going to be a DIY entrepreneur, you're going to build this out yourself, then finding a software that is uber easy for you to navigate, like a no-brainer, you just figure it out easily, is going to be super important. Unless you don't want anything to do with it. Perhaps you are more interested in the functionality and you have a team of people or an outside person who's going to be the resource to build it the way you want it. You need it to have that higher level functionality. And if that's the case, then you need to know that, and that should be on your list. Step 3, be willing to ask dumb questions. This is my favorite of all of the steps, because what I often see happen is when people get on to do a demo, the people doing the demo are very good at showing you things they think will wow you, right? Or if they know of a specific pain point in your industry, they're going to really focus on how they solve that. There are basically two types of CRMs. There's an all-in-one CRM that does a fairly decent job at doing a multitude of things, okay? Then I've also seen a lot of CRMs that are very niche specific, and I don't just mean niche as in specific industry, although that is the case. They're more niche specific in that they solve a specific problem. So as an example, with construction, I see estimating software, but they may not have like a job tracker. You want to know how you're going to use the software and what questions you're going to ask. And when it comes to not asking dumb questions, this is the part that feels embarrassing, because nobody wants to be looking unintelligent, right? So you're on this demo call with somebody, and let's say they're showing you a software that is, let's just say it's an estimating software, and they're showing you how it can use Google Earth and it can add up the, you know, square footage of the roof, and then you just put in the material and blah, 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 blah. Well, here's an example of a question that you might ask. Great. So how does it know the price of the material? Do I put the price in? Does the system have the price? Do I keep inventory? See how that also opens the door to like questions about inventory management. Or, well, once I have the bid, how does it send that to the customer? What does it look like? Is it customizable? Can it automate an invoice? Do you offer payments? Can I integrate a payment plan within there? And here's a really good question to keep in your repertoire. What limitations does it have? Also, this is a tip I learned from my husband when it comes to researching cars to buy. He always, like if I find lately I've been looking at a GMC truck, like a 2015. His answer is always, well, put into Google, what are major problems with the 2015 GMC truck? And you can do the same thing with software. So after you sit through the demos and you've kind of written down the pros and the cons of each one, include the price, of course, like get the price. And that's another question too. I've heard of a lot of CRMs that are charging a per user monthly fee. So it's like $140 per user per month. Make sure you know the stipulations on the payment. Is there anything going beyond that? Like, are you being billed for emails or text messages or AI integrations? Ask those types of questions. Or blanket it with, is there any unforeseen charges or billing things that I should know about? So then it's a little bit more of a blanket statement. Also ask about the email integration. This is really becoming a very hot topic right now with deliverability. How good is your system at getting emails in the inbox and opened, right? Because of all of these anti-spam laws. So you're going to want to find out the history behind that. Another thing to ask is there anything you need to have in order for their CRM to function? Okay, and another last question that I encourage you to ask, although you might get turned down, I still think it's worthwhile. Ask them if they have what's called a sandbox, which is basically like a dummy site. You can get in and play around with it and experiment with it and try to see how it feels to use it. I remember this one time I was working at the Bill Luke organization and we used Reynolds and Reynolds for accounting and for like ROs, repair orders on the service drive. But when it came to booking appointments, I used a tool called DealerSocket, and that was a CRM, and I was very familiar with it. In fact, I had been using it since it originally launched back in the early 2000s. Reynolds & Reynolds was launching their own CRM, and they really, really, really wanted us to use it. I mean, it was weird how they wanted us to use it. They sent in their bigwigs to come talk to me because I was the linchpin. I was the one saying, no, I wouldn't use it. I had sat through the demo, and it was very sales focused, and I worked in the service department. And I had asked questions and took the risk of looking dumb, saying, well, how does it fit the service department? How do you book appointments? What about this scenario? What about that scenario? I mean, I gave them the nth degree. And they even sent a head honcho down to talk to me. I remember at first thinking to myself, oh, how cool. They want feedback, because that's how they had explained it to me, was that since I was so integrated in the service department, they wanted my feedback on how they can make their system better, so that they could sell it more easily. And of course I was like, sure, yeah, I'll explain it. So I took time to talk to him, and that was not his purpose. His whole purpose was there to try to convince me to override my judgment. The more he talked, the less I was interested. By the way, something else I learned about a lot of these software companies while working in the car industry is that they often have teams of data coders building different sections. So like one might be working on the sales part of the CRM, the other might be working on the delivery side of it, or the customer experience, or the website side, or whatever. They put them into segments. One thing they don't always do is test them together and make sure that they work together. So it's really important. If you notice that something is heavily skewed towards one area of your business, be sure to pick at it like a hot tick on a dog, you know, like you got to get that thing off, because you want to know what is it really capable of in every area of your business. Find out the good, the bad, and the ugly so you can make the best informed decision. And if you're looking for a nice way to phrase it so that you don't just look like a negative Nancy, you could say something like, look, I'm not trying to just be negative here, but I need to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. I need to be able to make an informed decision and then ask your question. And people understand that. Okay, I hope that was helpful. I know that's a lot of questions I just gave you. So if you want to go back and listen to the episode or write them down, I understand. But at the end of the day, if you're just at a point in your life where you're tired of even considering this, like you've been down this road and you're just exhausted of looking at CRM solutions, Biz in a Box has a special offer that we are offering free tech research. We will research up to 3 CRMs for you with the purchase of a build out. So you hire us to do the business build out and setup. With it comes us researching up to 3 softwares. They could be industry specific, like if you're in construction, or they could be more generic all-in-one solutions. Either way, we'll do an assessment and an evaluation of your business, find the bottlenecks, understand your needs through our interview process, and then we're going to do the research, sit through the demos, ask the embarrassing questions, and break it down for you, the pros, the cons, the good, the bad, and the ugly, like I said. And then from there, we will build out your systems that you need. If you're ready to take advantage of that offer or you want to inquire further, check in the description below. I've got a link to my calendar. Get on my schedule. Let's have a chat and see how we can support you further, help your business scale and grow. All right, my friends, I hope that was a helpful episode. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time. Bye for now.